Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
So I don't know if I ever mentioned it here that Rocky Mike Wright came back for a second season, and it was all about exploring human design from a podcasting perspective, but really the fundamentals of human design, which can be used, really, it doesn't have to be that you're podcasting. It's really about like how to get your message out and promote yourself when you're a certain type, with those things in mind, right? But it was basically a fundamental introduction to human design. And I have been thinking a lot about next year and what I want to do, and I've really been trying to inject some more fun into what I do, allowing myself to be experimental and try different things out instead of like while I'm doing it, you know, having some story about how I lack commitment. And I think that's what I kind of want to talk about today, because part of that has been, you know, I ran a podcast development workshop, which was all about developing you as a host. And also, you know, I've been playing with some of the things that I want to bring in next year. I'm thinking I might do a retreat again, maybe even two, a podcaster's retreat maybe, and a normal kind of, you know, regular philosophy style retreat. I'm thinking that frequency will come back again next year. You know, I've just been playing with a bunch of different things. And one thing I thought would be quite cool is to run a couple of strategy sessions that I do for as part of my podcast consulting stuff, so that I could air them as episodes for Rocky Mike Wright. And so I have recorded the first one, and it's interesting because it's like those sessions can be really structured and really like, okay, so, you know, let's look at your artwork, let's look at your skills, your interviewing skills, let's look at your audio, how could you improve your editing, what could you put in your intro and outro that might be more effective, just, you know, more the getting the foundations of your podcast really humming. And then other times it takes a more personal, you know, coaching kind of guidance twist. And yesterday's session was very much that. And it's interesting because I feel like it's a common story, and a common story pretty much for all of us, but it shows up in different ways for all of us. So, you know, just before I was talking about how I have this, sometimes have this story around commitment, like, why can't you just stick to the one thing? Why do you have to be so experimental? Is it because you lack commitment or belief in what you do, you know? But when I stop and I get really honest with myself, it's just the way I actually enjoy running things. And if I'm going to have a business that feels successful, they're like, it is going to be run more on the fly, because that's the way things, you know, just it feels right for me. And in fact, when I try the other approach, maybe it's just, you know, me gathering evidence for the stories I already have. But I don't know, just it just seems to work, you know. So why bother trying it? I've already tried it a different way. Why bother repeating the same mistakes? Anyway, so you know, I've got this story about commitment and you know, like being that maybe I'm a bit too much in the now, and maybe that's a hindrance. But I've also come to embrace over the years, and that little ditty, that little record doesn't play for very long anymore, because I remind myself it's okay, you've got enough evidence to prove that the way you do things does work. It might not work for everyone, but it works for you. So put those blinders on and keep running your own race, you know? And yesterday I was speaking to someone with a story that is very familiar because I hear it all the time, particularly from manifesting generators. but from a lot of us. And it's the story around consistency, you know, and that whole showing up as you think you need, like this shit is really embedded in us. I've spoken a lot over the years around, you know, the conditioning we receive in the business space and how we think things should be done versus, you know, we've lost that connection to trusting ourselves and our body. You know, so often we go to do something and our body is saying, not sure about that. And then, you know, I've also spoken a lot about gaslighting, like we gaslight ourselves out of our intuition often, you know? And it's interesting because with this particular person, and you'll be able to hear the episode in the next couple of weeks on Rock Your Mic Right, and we dove into like her stories around consistency and what that meant, how she should be showing up and how versus how she wants to show up. And sometimes I feel people come to me for purely, you know, like I can give them all of the things, all of the ways they can improve their show, but what they're really seeking is permission just to do it their own way. And then when they take that on board and move forward with that little permission slip, then they end up creating a show that does feel much more natural to them and eventually ends up connecting better with an audience. Doesn't necessarily mean that you hit this point and you be more authentic and then the world explodes opening to you, you know, like you hear those kind of fucking stories all the time about how, oh, you know, I just turned on my authenticity and then, you know, my business exploded, you know, and shit like that. Like maybe that happens for some people, but for other people like me, actually what happens is more an opening, so more engaging, more connection. And when, come on Bill, when I'm talking to podcasters about, you know, why they're podcasting, sometimes it's as clean cut as I want it to be a lead generation tool in my business, and even then I'll dig beneath that because that's like when it's not bringing you the leads, and it's actually quite hard work for a podcast to bring you leads because of the way it exists. The podcast is here for you to connect, you know, to really get to know someone, to be in an intimate space with them, and often without them even realizing it. Like right now, we're in an intimate space and I have no idea who's listening, right? But there is a connection that's happening here. And that is the driver for many podcasters. When you really get down to it, if we're talking, even if we take, you know, if we're just talking about marketing in general, it's about building a connection with something. And that's what we want to do, right? And that happens when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, when we're sharing, you know, who we are, when we're creating beyond the confines of what we think we should, and we're digging into our soul's work, you know? And I think the thing I find the most interesting is so I'm going to use this as an example, which came up in a client session, right? If we didn't have a problem with inconsistency, as in we didn't have a problem with it personally, then we wouldn't be inconsistent. We're only inconsistent because we have a problem with inconsistency. It's that whole what we resist persist thing. If you could embrace, or if we or they or whoever has the issue with inconsistency could embrace inconsistency as something that was desirable and free themselves from the negative connotation of what being inconsistent means, then you wouldn't have a problem. There wouldn't be a need for a problem, and therefore it wouldn't exist, right? It's because we have an issue with inconsistency that it persists, because we're in resistance to it, and then we create all this drama around why being inconsistent is shit, and then beat ourselves up for being inconsistent, and then, you know, eventually maybe not even end up showing up to anything, because it creates this pressure to need to show up consistently, right? So it just becomes this rod in our back. Yet if we dropped it and we really embraced the fact that showing up inconsistently works for us, then you'd actually end up showing up more consistently, just naturally, because you wouldn't have created this resistance and this resistance around it. Hey, how are you? And so part of what I work with people, part of it is, like, a lot of it is around this inconsistency. Now, you know, I have been consistent as fuck here every week for 304 episodes, I think I'm at, and I've shown up weekly for that time. It's nearly 6 years. And I was never someone who considered myself to be consistent, but I made it easy for myself. And that has been the thing that has allowed me to show up consistently this long, right? Say on Instagram, it's a different story. I do show up relatively inconsistently. I believe, I think this is why I don't have a problem with consistency anymore, because I actually believe that you're better off. Oh, hello, beautiful butterfly. Hello. I believe that you're, hello. Oh my God. So cool. I truly believe that you are much better off to show up inconsistently with something really powerful and profound to say than to show up inconsistently just to, like, prove to yourself that you're consistent. You know, and sometimes I've actually found myself questioning, like, why I continue to show up weekly here when sometimes I don't have anything profound to say. And I guess how I've gotten over, my stories around consistency is that this has become a practice for me. It's not, you know, it's not something, it's like a thing that I just take week by week. I don't have any, there's the freedom around it, really. Like, I don't have any, I just keep going. Every week I just show up and I do it. And it's a practice for me. I see it as a practice and I treat it as a practice, you know? And so that loses the weight of duty or obligation or responsibility or pressure, you know, because this is just a practice. It's just me showing up weekly for myself and for you, for us to have a little conversation. There's no need for it to be anything super profound. It just is, right? And then when I show up in other places that aren't this practice, I give myself permission to be inconsistent and show up when I feel inspired. There's no rules around it. And I have, I've done the whole, you know, I think last year or the year before I experimented, I came back to my email list and I experimented with sending an email I think it might have been a Friday. And I did it for quite a while, maybe 9 months or something. And maybe not quite that long. And actually, you know, it was fine, but it did feel like I was going through the motions and I was having to come up with something, and, you know, and it didn't feel like there wasn't a freedom attached to it. And so now, you know, I don't really use the email that much, because it's not necessarily for me the place where, like, I don't read other people's emails. I don't engage on that medium. For me, where I enjoy the connection the most is here and on Instagram, because I love to be able to, you know, like, have little conversations in DMs, and so that's my favorite place. And so I just show up on those places. That's it. Simple. Keep it simple. Right? But so often we've got all these stories around, we have to be here and we have to be here and we have to be leveraging our content and we have to be, you know, and sure, you can do all that shit. But what matters the most is connection. So find the places where you feel the most connected. Give yourself permission to show up. Like, just simply give yourself permission to show up in the places that feel good for you. Right? Because you don't even have to be on social media. There are plenty of people who have successful businesses that, you know, like, go out there and you know, maybe they're fourth line people in human design, you know, who have a network, and their opportunities come from their network, you know. So, like, you know, some people love to join, like, BNI and shit like that, or meet people at events and have, like, a real life, in real life, not real life, because this is real life too, but, you know, like, an in real life connection. You don't have to do anything. And I think when you have the resistance to the things, then sometimes it's either just not, simply not for you. And can you just fucking own that? Right? Like, you hate Facebook. Great. Stop talking about how much you fucking hate Facebook and just don't be on it, you know? Like, you don't owe everyone an explanation and as to how much you hate, you know, like, who cares? Go where you want to go. Focus on that area and fuck the rest off. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me recently who have wanted to have a podcast more as the center of their business, because that's the place where they feel the most connection. So if you put all of the time and energy that you put into being inconsistent and having all this shit around being inconsistent, like, all the energy that goes into that, like, avoiding showing up because you're feeling inconsistent, right? If you took and showing up watered down all over the fucking place, and you conserved all that energy into one or two places that feel really good for you, and you gave yourself permission to be inconsistent and just honor your own creativity, then you wouldn't be in resistance to it. You would just be doing it, you know? And so, yeah, that's my thoughts today. And I guess it's really around, you know, this really is around showing up and speaking up. It's really around, you know, maybe you don't have blocks around being visible. I'm not sure they even really exist, but maybe you just haven't given yourself permission to do it in a way that feels good for you, honors you, who you are, and how you want to show up in the world, you know. And then you're more likely to actually do it. And, like, I just think about all that leaking energy going out, you know, like, when if you could just concentrate that, you could truly impact people, you could truly connect with people. So sometimes less is more, you know. All right, so that is it from me today. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram @carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.